Right, first of all, I'm sorry to be grumpy, okay?
You are being a little bit testy this morning.
I can't breathe. I can't think. I can't talk. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I have terminal 5 cancer.
4.
Is it? Can you get 5?
Well, why not? Let's go up a grade.
And I told everybody I had 12 weeks to live, which apparently I don't.
Well, you were told that a few weeks ago, like sort of 7 weeks ago. And that was the maximum. So we don't know where we are really. But you're getting a bit confused about things. So now you've been telling everyone it's 12 days, which isn't the case.
No. So, anyway,
I don't think there's any point in trying to quantify it. We'll just run with it and see what happens.
Yeah.
And try and make the most of what time we've got.
And could I thank everybody for getting in touch and wanting to meet up? And I'm not being rude when I make it difficult to get touched up. I'm just difficult to get touched up.
Well, no, you have said like now you are getting quite tired. So from next week, we're restricting visitors to just very close friends and family.
But not to the regulars.
No, you're very close friends and family, but that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm. And presumably the most tiring thing I found, I still can't hear, by the way, very well, which is more frustrating than anything else, isn't it? I've become very slow in my speech and then forgetful and everything else.
I think it might be that little temporal lobe tumour you've got in there that might be doing some stuff to annoy you. That does affect your memory.
It's working. But apart from that, we're doing okay.
Everything's great.
Marvellous.
Well, you had a special treat yesterday.
Yeah.
You had 2 nurses for the price of 1. Not that we pay for them. They're lovelier from the NHS.
I had a threesome.
You had 2 nurses came and did your bandages. Weren't they lovely?
My nurses are absolutely wonderful. Holly, Gemma.
That's none of them are called those names, but you can call them what you like.
Anyway, to the whale nurses, thank you.
Yes, they're very lovely.
Dishwasher's
finished.
Oh, right. Oh, that's even better. So I'm tootling along, which is all you can do, really, is trying to get my breathing sorted. And a mark on my bum.
Your pressure sores are getting quite bad now, aren't they?
Yeah.
But still, you're stubborn as an old ox and you will not move from this chair.
I'm comfortable mainly in the chair.
With the bleeding, pustulating sore.
Oh, golly.
It's not my favourite job when you go, put cream on it. Now it's like, oh, hold your breath and take a run at it.
I mean, it's not fair, really. I hope not everybody. Well, people have to go through a lot worse, don't they?
Do they?
I don't know. I really don't know. But it's just dying. You don't die from cancer. You die from a related condition. And that's the thing.
Jacob next door's off to work on his very noisy motorbike.
Oh, yeah.
Or out shopping as it's a Saturday.
Probably out of shopping. I don't know why that makes me laugh. It does.
So you had a busy week. You did your interview with Nigel on Sunday and I went to my ELO concert that didn't sadly happen, but because our hotel was non-refundable and had been treated to us by somebody else, me and the girls still went and we went and had a lovely lunch sitting outside in Notting Hill.
Good.
And then I had a lovely bubble bath and was in bed by 9 o'clock.
And you were very worried about telling me because you thought I'd be jealous.
What, that I was sitting outside?
Yeah.
No, I rang you while I was there to check.
Yeah, no, I know.
But you were being very busy with all your film crew and stuff, so.
Oh, it's a good film with Nigel. Very good.
Yeah, you enjoyed it, didn't you? Yeah. But it did wear you out. The next 3 days, you were pretty zonked.
I'm not me anymore, am I?
Yes, of course you're still you.
Well, I'm still me, but yeah.
Things are a little bit different, like when you just got a bit grumpy with me just then because I wanted to marinate my lamb.
Oh.
And because you've got your family are coming down from Yorkshire to see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And making a little bit of a Greek mezze lunch, which when I thought of the idea and the sun was shining, seemed like a great idea. Now we've got massive thunderstorms and everything. I don't think I'd be able to quite conjure up a Greek island in the kitchen. But anyway, but yes, you were like, no, I must do the podcast now. Come and sit down, which isn't like you at all.
I'm not like that. Oh.
No, you're not normally. But I did as I was told. The lamb can wait.
And you're not normally like that.
Like what?
Did as I was told. See, my voice keeps dropping out, but presumably you know more than me. I mean, cancer affects different people in different ways.
It does. Yeah. Everyone's individual, aren't they? Everyone's body is different and reacts differently to different things. But
after, because you've had quite a lot to do with cancer.
Sadly.
Yeah, very sadly. Are you going to carry on in being involved in it or not?
I'll do some fundraising stuff or volunteering at the hospice. I'd like to help the hospice because they think they're brilliant. I heard on the news today they were saying that in, I think, Manchester or somewhere, they've got a scheme where if you've got a terminal diagnosis and less than 12 months to live, you don't have to pay your council tax.
Gosh, that's good.
And then you don't have to pay it for a few months after someone dies, which seems like such a good idea.
Yeah.
Because it's when obviously you can't work or anything if you've got cancer, then that seems like a very good plan.
Yeah, no, that is a very good plan.
It is, isn't it?
My voice seems to disappear.
What else have we done that found that's handy this week? I don't know. Was it last week? Had we got the little disposable wee bottles?
No, we had not.
Well, yes, they came from Amazon. There's only 20 of them, but it's quite a big box. And they've proved invaluable, haven't they? Because it saves you, because you'll find it more difficult to move. And it is a little bit of a trek to the bathroom with your Zimmer frame. And the last time you did it, you put the Zimmer frame on your toe, and now we've got an extra injury that needs bandaging. You know, I found you in the loo with a trail of blood all the way there. The wee bottles are great because you can just sit here and wee. And also, less mess for me because you don't seem to make a mess with those. Whereas when you insist on going to the loo, it's all a bit of a floor mopping exercise afterwards.
Oh, dear, so, my life.
That's handy tip for this week, the disposable wee bottles. Are brilliant.
I must talk to the not the hospital, the
hospice.
Yeah,
the lady from the hospice is coming to see you on Tuesday.
All right, I got everything mixed up. I thought the hospice just helped you close down and disappear, but it doesn't. We were having a discussion and
they do so many things. And they're also very supportive to people who are looking after people. You know, they've got lots of things for carers as well. So they're very,
wonderful. I shouldn't say it really, but they do a better job than your GP, don't they? Or at least for me, they do.
Well, the GP's involved in like organising the district nurses and things for us. But what I've found really useful is, as everyone knows, it's quite hard to actually contact your GP and express yourself, whereas the hospice and the district nurses have obviously got a hotline. And so when it's things like we need to reorder your fentanyl patches or your oxycodone liquid, which are the controlled drugs that are quite serious and we can't run out of them, I can just say to the hospice lady or the nurses, we need those, and they will organise the prescription, and that happens like same day. So that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd run out and that would be a disaster.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Because they won't let you have a stock. They won't let you have a spare bottle, or because obviously it's a very special controlled drug. So you have to be just like, okay, I've only got 4 days left. Can I have some more now, please?
I don't understand why some things they won't let you have more of.
Well, I guess because you could do naughty things with it.
Yeah. Oh, well, never mind.
One way or another. But anyway, no, so that's
yeah.
But it is quite sort of, you have to be so organized because you're on so many pills and everything, and just making sure that I'm ordering enough, or, you know, because you have to give at least a week to 10 days notice really for the prescription to go through, and they are delivered, but for them to arrive. And so whenever I'm doing the pills every week, I then have to like note down how many I've got left, when I'll need to order them. And it's quite a time consuming exercise, really.
And then everybody, you know, people fall out in the family and they all get upset with each other, and people argue a lot, don't they? Which is a bit of a
Well, it's only, we've only got one difficult family member who seems to like to try and cause a drama. Apart from that, everything's fine. And we'll just ignore him.
Yeah, it's a shame. Anyway, I don't feel I can go on much more because of all the meat I threw under the table. And the other thing is...
Right.
The other thing is... other thing is my energy levels have gone completely. Is that something cancer is known for?
Yes, you've had that for a long time, the cancer fatigue thing, but it's obviously just kicking in a bit. And I think because you're having to go onto the stronger drugs, they make you feel more tired as well. But then you quite like being asleep, don't you? That's because nothing's hurting when you're asleep.
So I wish everybody well, and let us hope we go through these phases as quickly as we can.
Right. Okay. We'll talk to you all next week, hopefully.
Yeah, on Whales for the Tales.
And I'll go and get that meat from under the table.
Or even Tales for the Whales.
Tales of the Whales. Well done. Okay. Bye, everybody.